Hey, everybody. It's the Dying Scene Radio Show. I'm Bob Noxious.
And I'm Bobby Pickles.
And we are here to bring you the week that is in punk rock, brought to you by the punks for the punks.
That was a nice little catchphrase that you just wrote there, Bob.
You like that? I pretty much stole it right from the masthead of Dying Scene right there. So, you know, give credit where credit is due. And, you know, sometimes you got to pinch a little bit just, you know, to get by.
That's
so
right.
Anyway, Bobby, welcome, man. Thanks for having me on here, and thanks for doing this, you know, together. We are going to have such a great time doing this radio show, man, because we're going to be featuring, you know, music that comes across the wires. Sometimes you don't get a chance to listen. Well, guess what? We're bringing it to you. Bobby, I'm stoked.
Yep, that's right. If you follow DyingScene.com and, you know, you don't get a chance to get to the website all the time for your punk rock news, I can tell you one thing, that Bobby Pickles is going to keep you informed.
Bobby, I am so stoked and looking forward to your news stories, man, because you got that background. You got that background. I almost feel like I'm listening to one of those public radio, you know, shows whenever I listen to your podcast. You know, awesome stuff, man. Love being here with you, bro.
Well, I'm going to bring that to Dying Scene Radio. This is a joint effort between my buddy Bob Noxious, who is down in Florida, down in Tampa Bay. Right?
Yeah, I forgot to mention that. Yeah, I'm in Florida, and you're up there in the New York City there.
Well, I'm in Fairfield County, Connecticut. But, you know, if you looked on Craigslist, if you check out New York City, you'll see Staten Island, Queens, Manhattan, the Bronx. You'll see all the areas. One
in
is FCT, Fairfield County. So, I mean, we're close enough. You take the train into the city to go to work. You commute back and forth every day. It's kind of like Long Island, but it's on the other side of the Long Island Sound. It's on the north side. And anyway, so we got the whole East Coast right now, Bob.
Pretty much on lock, you know, north to south. I'm down here in America's penis down here. Round in the center of the state, pretty much you look for all the you know, where the meth explosions are at. That's about an hour east of me. Is that where it is? Yeah, east of me. But I'm here, you know, down by the beaches. So it's beautiful where I'm at, man. People are weird. It's time to get weird. Bobby, let's play some music, man. Let's get into this. Let's just start kicking off right now. Got this band called The Prosecution. They got a record that's coming out February 27th, which, you know what that means? It's not even out yet. So we're gonna go ahead and blast it out right here. And here's the really cool thing. Chris number 2 from Anti-Flag. I don't know if you know who he is, Bobby, but he's, you know, been in Anti-Flag for quite some time. He sat in with these guys. They're from Germany, and I'm not sure where they're from in Germany. It just says Germany. But this is some killer, killer awesome stuff, man, and I'm really excited to bring it to you. This is The Prosecution right here, Dying Scene Radio.
Domination!
To dominate this nation! We need a
just because I think it's important, and I hope it's not too self-serving, there is an interesting story of the week. Dying Scene's very own Dying Scene Records announced the signing of San Diego punk act Western Settings. The label will be digitally releasing the band's debut full-length album, Yes It Is. So look for that on February 17th.
Man, so killer stuff right there. That was Rats right there. Rats is a band featuring Jim Lindbergh.
You say that pretty well. Rats.
What's that? Rats. Yeah, it's like, by the wrath of God, I will fucking...
Lindbergh, man, he gets around, man. He's always doing different projects all over the place.
Well, you know, he's done Pennywise for a long time, and everybody knows it was a much publicized split. And, you know, he moved on. He formed the Black Pacific, and I tell you what, it was just like Pennywise. If you're a Lindbergh fan, and you know it was good music by its own right, but you know he came back into the Pennywise fold because they had him back and they asked him back or whatever happened. Who knows? He's back. So you know now he's doing this other side project. Got a couple of guys from 1208, and I believe it's the Darlings is the other band that. Great stuff, man. They're not even like trying. They just like posted it up. They made a band camp and they got like 200 followers on Facebook. It's good stuff. By the way, Facebook, Bobby, tell them how to get in touch with us on Facebook.
Get in touch with us on Facebook at facebook.com/dyingsceneradio and go ahead and like us and share us if you could. If you think that this is a valuable podcast radio show, we would much appreciate it.
By the way, you know what? If you think this is a valuable podcast, maybe you want to tell us about your band. Maybe we'll put you on the air. Here's what you do. We got a voicemail number. You can drunk dial us, whatever that you want to do. 347-754-PUNK. That's 347-754-7865. Dial that number anywhere you're at. If you can get through, leave us a message and tell us what you think about the show. Tell us about your scene. Tell us what you want. Call us when you're drunk. Give your number out when you're picking up some strange. I don't know. Bobby, what's in the news, buddy?
The official Record Store Day has been announced for 2015, and this year it will be Saturday, April 18th, 2015. So get ready. It's not much of a surprise, as since its inception in 2007, the holiday has been celebrated by bands, fans, labels, and vinyl enthusiasts every year. On the third Saturday of April.
I like it, Bobby, when it falls on the 20th. I don't know why, but to me, that's when they really should be celebrating Record Store Day.
Dude, Bob, what the heck is the deal with Record Store Day, man? I mean, come on. We're in this era right now where everything's digital. It's all about digital media. And these guys are still trying to stay in the Stone Ages, in my opinion. I don't know. Everybody's going to crucify me for this opinion, probably. But what do you think?
My take on records is this. First of all, you know, as a musician that plays out, you know, people, first of all, don't want to buy a CD, but you got to get something out there. So, yeah, of course, everybody has digital and you can download it from your favorite, you know, site and you can put it on your device of choice. But ultimately, touring bands, people want to buy stuff from them, whether it's a T-shirt or something physical, you know. So that's where like the 7-inches and the LPs, they come in handy. They become highly collectible because they release in short numbers. And yet nobody plays it on a record player. And the ones that do are awesome people. Trust me, that's a whole different clique of people right there and yourself, Bobby, that just goes and hangs out and plays records all day. But, you know, I'll say
let's
this,
play,
man.
Let's play a record.
You want to play a record? Yeah, I got this Bomb Pops record that you turned me on to.
Yeah, the Bomb Pops, they're a girl band. Well, they're not. I guess they're not entirely female. But
well, what are you saying, Bobby?
Well, they're attractive. I'm not gonna lie. But okay. They're out of San Diego. What I especially find awesome about this band, not only that, it reminds me of the '90s punk rock that I love so much, but it's that the two females play guitar and sing. It's not like they're playing bass. It's not like they're just singing or something like that. I know this might sound misogynistic, but they're both playing guitar, man, and it's killer guitar.
It's a kick-ass band,
it's
San
a kick-ass
Diego.
Kick-ass band, man.
And they got this record they got, the brand new 7-inch. It's called Can of Worms. Came out just this past week. It's about a week old now. They've already got a video that they've just put out. You can check it out. There's links from the Dying Scene page. Here's the deal. If you're looking for a particular band that we talk about, the easy way to find these bands is when you go on Dying Scene is to just pop on over to that little search bar and just type it in. And it'll pop right up. That's exactly how we find it, man. So just go for it. Anyway, this is the most recent thing they've had since 2011's Stole Your TV through the Red Scare Industries label. Check it out. It is the Bomb Pops right here. Dying Scene Radio.
If you're excited to see Rise Against play with Linkin Park in the new year, we've got bad news for you. Looks like Linkin Park co-frontman Chester Bennington is having emergency surgery due to a show-related ankle injury, and as a result, both bands have canceled the remaining 16 shows of the tour. Refunds are apparently available at point of purchase.
Man, brand new Less Than Jake right there. Fresh off the wire. Bobby, that just came out like 3 days ago.
Yes, it did, man. I got to say, I love Less Than Jake. I have affinity for Less Than Jake. And, being from Florida originally, Bob, that's how we know each other.
Didn't you go to Gainesville, though, University of Florida?
Yes, I did, man.
There you go.
I got a degree from the University of Florida.
I'm sorry for that, but at least you got a podcast. And that's good stuff. But, Less Than Jake had to be always playing when you were down there. But when you were there, and they still are, Gainesville.
Gainesville, man. Gainesville, Rock City.
I think of Gainesville, I think of Less Than Jake.
Me too.
That song right there, ironically enough, was from a 7-inch as well. Just came out on Fat Records label. January 20th was actually the date that it came out. From the American Idol single. You'll find the American Idol song on their most recent release, See the Light. However, the track that we just played, Late Night Petroleum, that's the flip side right there. Good flipping stuff right there, Bobby Pickles. Bobby Pickles, what is new? What do you got to say?
Well, how about Fat Mike's new musical? Have you heard about this?
Oh, yeah, is this the one where it's the bordello? Which one is this one? Oh, the Streets one.
Yeah, yes. Home Street Home. Basically what our boy Fat Mike has done is released a concept album titled Home Street Home ahead of a musical of the same name. Now the first taste of that album is here in the form of a loud guitar-heavy track titled Sleeping Beauty. Sleeping Beauty joins other title puns like Fecal Alcohol Syndrome and Barely Legal, songs that together tell the story of a teenage runaway who finds community in a group of other homeless teens. The track is part of a self-titled...
Did you say Fecal Alcohol Syndrome?
Fecal Alcohol Syndrome. That's the name of one of the songs on the
album. I thought that's what you said. I've never heard of that.
So this new story right here is they released the first track off of that self-titled limited edition 7-inch. The musical, which is written by Fat Mike, Tony Winner, Jeff Marks, and Soma Snake Oil, premieres February 20th in San Francisco.
I believe they're doing like a run of 12 dates or something like that. And Bobby, did you know that this is not Fat Mike's first foray into musical theater? He did one, I have to look it up, something about Bordellos or something. Fat Mike, God damn you, Bobby Pickles, you took me down this road.
What were we talking about again, by the way?
Fat Mike had a different, hold on, I gotta find out, I gotta go to Dying Scene, because that's where I know I saw it.
Come on, man, yeah, go to Dying Scene.
Oh, Bobby, I figured it out. You know what it is? It wasn't musical theater. He actually scored a soundtrack to a porno movie. So this porno movie, it was called Rubber Bordello. It was like this BDSM film. It was written and directed by your good friend over there, Soma Snake Oil, who is, by the way, that's Fat Mike's girlfriend. Anyway, you want to know more, there's lots to dig up, man. Just go check it out. It's on dyingscene.com. You know what? Let's go ahead and play some of that stuff right now. This is the track right now from... What does it come from, Bobby? What is this record?
Home Street Home. Well, the song is called Sleeping Beauty, right?
It's called Seeping. It's not sleeping. It's S-E-E-P.
I thought it was sleeping. I said it wrong before.
All right. There you go.
My blood runs thin. It's how I paint my skin. My blood always replenishes. My blood runs red. It helps to clear my head, and my despair always diminishes. My cuts run deep. They give everyone the creeps. My cuts, there's always room for more. These cuts, these scars, represent my memoirs and help remind me of the times I can't ignore. And while everybody sleeps, my body slowly seeps. My body slowly seeps. This blood, a reminder of my kin. It's much thinner than my skin, and much thinner than water. My blood turns cold. It's one thing that's not controlled by my father, my mother, or the church. And while everybody sleeps, my body slowly seeps. My body slowly seeps.
Check, check, check. We'll be right back. Man, that was some hardcore brutal stuff right there. That's a band right there that's called Reps. And I tell you what, man, that's the kind of stuff that I can really bang my head to. Before that, none other than the Dwarves from the brand new 7-inch. We've been playing 7-inches all night, Bobby. That's the sweet thing about us 7-inches these days. You asked about the record store day earlier. The Dwarves, brand new on Fat Records, came out like a week ago. It's called Gentleman Blag, and that was the title track right there. And I tell you what, Bobby, I don't know if you caught the lyrics or not. Do you know what he was singing about there?
No.
This being episode one, I don't know if this is a family-friendly show yet or not, but he's talking about his cock.
All right, man.
So anyway, and then we started that set off with Home Street Home. That's Fat Mike's latest opus that he's done with this old lady. Which, by the way, when you say that he's done another opus, it sounds like he's done some kind of weird designer drug that only Fat Mike would do when he gets fucked up and, like, punches chicks.
Bob, it sounds like you have a lot of contempt for Fat Mike.
Let me tell you what, Bobby. I grew up listening to NOFX from their early inception, and I've always been a fan. Sometimes, you know, people can be a little douchey, and that's whatever, man. That's punk rock. Is Fat Mike punk rock? Let's open that up to our listeners. If you want to let us know, man, please feel free. Let us know. We do have a Gmail account. If you want to send us some hate mail, it's dyingsceneradio@gmail.com. Send it on its way.
Sooner or later, we will have our own emails, though, dyingscene.com. So
seriously, that would be awesome.
We'll let you know when that changes, though.
Probably after we pass the audition.
Right.
We hope you guys like the debut.
You know, Bob, this is the inception. This is the first episode of Dying Scene Radio. And, you know, yeah, just like you said, I hope we're doing well. If we're not, and I'm
hope
a bumbling idiot,
and
I'm blathering about this and that, and my voice is raspy and retarded, fine, go ahead and tell me. I don't care. Whatever.
Is that what people tell you, that you have a raspy voice?
Yeah.
Why do you have a raspy voice? I've never noticed it. Now, why do you think, other than people tell you that?
People
why
tell
do you
me
think
that.
You have a
I don't know.
Why?
I don't know.
You're hanging out in smoky bars and you got that, got a dollar in my pocket.
This is how my grandfather spoke, and this is how me and my brother speak. I don't know. We both talk the same. Sound the same, get the raspy voice going. Anyway.
Bobby, where are you from? Are you from New York and then grew up in Florida or vice versa?
What happened? I'm from Florida. I was born and raised in Florida. I was born in St. Petersburg, Bayfront Hospital, and I grew up on the beaches. And I moved to New York City 1 week before I turned 30 years old because I just couldn't take it anymore, man. You know how it is down there. Just drinking beer, living on the beach, soaking up the sun.
It's a terrible life, Bobby.
You know,
it's a terrible life.
You don't even have seasons to gauge how long the year is.
That means you have 365 or 350 absolutely beautiful days to just go out and take the boat out on the water and drink some beers and enjoy the beaches.
Right, but listen, you know what? That's fun for a vacation, Bob. And when I come down, we can do the podcast together. We could do it in the same room. But for right now, it's going to have to be like this.
That's the beauty of the internet, and I don't mind because it makes it so much cooler. And by the way, it's going to make it really easy for us to just reach out and talk to other bands. Like, you know what? Let's talk about this week's featured band. Let's talk about 737. Because you know what? This beard ain't going to cut itself.
That's a great beard you have, Bob.
Thanks, man. There's a couple times where I've thought about, where I've thought this is out of control. It's the end thing, you know. I get the lumber sexual thing all the time. So it's like, shut up.
The lumber sexual? What the hell is that?
Oh, you haven't heard that yet?
Hey.
Yo. Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. How are you?
Doing well. Well, I'm Bobby Pickles, and I got my buddy over here, Bob Noxious. You guys, 737, are our first band spotlight. Do you think you can just introduce yourselves to the people of the internet?
Sure. I'm Mike Geraci, guitar and vocals.
I'm Andy M. Hoff. I play the bass. Alex Schultz, the drums.
What was your name?
Alex.
Alex Schultz.
So you guys are a three-piece up in Buffalo, New York. Is that right?
Yes, indeed.
Right.
And you guys play ska punk music. Is that what you classify your genre?
Yeah, that's as far as we go.
Recently I saw that you did a remake of a Rancid song.
Most stereotypical one there was.
The most fun one.
Yeah. Well, that's one everybody
knows. Which one did you guys do? The Roots Radicals? Is that what you did?
Yeah.
Yes.
What made you decide to pick Roots Radicals?
I think because we were just starting out when we were playing our shows, and people enjoyed the one cover we had, which is called Not Your Pet. and but people didn't know what the hell it was. They thought it was our song. So we kind of had to pick something that everybody knew, and what's more fun to sing along to than, I guess, than that song.
I agree, Bob. I love Roots Radicals.
Yeah, it's a classic song.
So guys, tell us a little bit about yourselves. How long have you been together? You're pretty young, right, as far as being together in a band. Is that right?
Yeah. We've been together, I think this February it'll be a year.
Like Valentine's Day together?
Oh, yeah.
Probably about that.
Yeah, we recorded that EP in, like, April of last year, only a couple months after we started as a band.
So 2 months into the band, you got a 5-song EP that you put out.
We didn't put it out until a couple months ago.
Got kind of lazy.
Yeah, we were stalling, and we didn't know how to go about, I guess, getting made and stuff like that. So
what have you accomplished in the past year? You got a 5-song EP out. What else is going on?
Well, I'd say thanks to Dying Scene. That's not just a plug, but, like, our Facebook is just blown up. Ever since you guys had posted that article, the two articles about us, like, we've been getting offers for interviews, shows. We got some stuff lined up now that, like, we wouldn't have had without this. It's been kind of crazy these past week. Besides that, I mean, what we've accomplished in general, just we got a whole album that we're about to record right now full of new songs.
We got 12 new songs we've yet to go in the studio for.
What about touring? Have you done any road gigs at all? I mean, being so young, only a year, have you been venturing outside of Buffalo?
No, not right now. We haven't really.
We had the one show in Rochester.
Yeah.
That was as far as we've gone so far. Ever since then, we've got, I don't know, offers to play Toronto and, what, New Jersey and Cleveland.
Yeah, we are. And those we've taken. We're going to be heading to Cleveland, Toronto, and
New Jersey.
We also have a show, I know it's kind of like far away, but we do have a show booked in Poland in about a year.
Now, how'd you guys hook up with a show in Poland?
My wife's from Poland.
Okay.
She's heavy into punk rock, and she knows the scene pretty well over there, so she asked a guy who puts on a punk festival every year, and he was all booked up for this year, but next year we're on it. So.
Hey, why not? You know, I mean, if your wife's from there, you know, it's almost like a free trip home, you know, plus she gets to kind of show you off and stuff, you know, to all her people. Good stuff.
Do you know any Polish?
Yeah, oh, do I speak Polish?
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit.
You know, like, the word dzień dobry?
Dzień dobry.
Yeah, isn't it like good morning or nice to see you or something like that, right?
Dzień dobry is good morning up until basically the afternoon, then it's, you know.
This one I know I probably shouldn't be saying kurwa.
Kurwa, yes.
Yeah, that's a good one, right?
It's basically the equivalent of fuck, but it doesn't actually translate into that. That's why
everybody should know all the curse words in every language.
Yeah. Suka, that's bitch. I could go on.
Tell us a little bit about the scene from Buffalo, New York. You know, what's the scene like there these days? Who are the bands you're playing with?
Oh, the bands we play with are On the Cinder, Accidentals, One Way Terror, Radical Operations. It's our local punk scene. We all kind of do underground shows, whether it be in basements, attics, you know, the local bar. Unfortunately, a lot of our places have closed down in the past couple of years, so. But luckily, people like On the Cinder have a place called the Flower House. They put on shows in their own house in the basement. So we keep it alive in any way we can.
Bob, have you ever been to Buffalo?
I have never been to Buffalo. I think I might have been nearby when I was a kid, but no, I've never been to Buffalo.
Oh, my God. I flew into Buffalo one time, Bob. It was insane. I don't know if these guys can attest to this, but when you're coming down and you have all the lakes there or whatever, it hits the plane. And you just go like this, like, as you're landing. It's the most insane landing ever. And the guy next to me was like, oh, you never been to Buffalo before? I'm like, no. He's like, yeah, man, it's always like this when we're landing because of the Great Lakes or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Our weather is crazy. I mean, it happens even when you're landing a plane or just walking down the street. It's crazy.
Yeah, and then we get 7 feet of snow.
And it's all because of the lakes.
Yep. It's crazy.
Badass. Yeah.
Hey, I got a quick question. So as, you know, your Facebook page is blowing up these days. What's the plans for the next year? What's on the agenda other than Poland?
This February, we're releasing a new single just because it's our one-year anniversary and because everybody's been so cool with buying our album. So we figured we'll release something for free off the new album. We're going to start recording that probably within a month. So we're going to try to work hard on that and play all these out-of-town shows that we've been offered.
Yeah, I can't wait to travel all over the place.
Kind of what we're looking forward to, just trying to, this year, spending a little time getting out, but we really want to make this album something that, I mean, people really seem to enjoy that EP, and that was, for us, it was just something we threw together. Hopefully they'll enjoy the album even more. That's basically what we're focusing on right now.
We're going to play some music, right, Bob?
Yeah, man, we got some stuff here lined up for you. This is brand new stuff. No one's heard it.
This is brand new stuff, Bob. That's right. You guys, thank you so much for talking to us. We're going to play some of your music.
You guys rule.
They have a Bandcamp website, Bob. 737.bandcamp.com, and it's all spelled out.
So that's SEVENTHIRTYSEVEN.bandcamp.com?
That's right, man. If you really want to get technical, or you can hit them up on Facebook, man, because they said their Facebook is blowing up, so help blow it up, right? Facebook.com/737NY.
Speaking of blowing up the old Facebook, man, why don't you take a time and give our brand new page a like? We got a Facebook page. It's facebook.com/dyingsceneradio. You like what we did there? It's real easy to find us, man. Just go ahead and click that like button, tell your friends, and share. And I want to remind everybody, if you're still listening, that number again to dial, to drunk dial us. Oh, shit. What is that damn number, Bobby? Do you remember it?
Punk rock?
What's that area code where you're at? That weird area code?
212?
No! It's like a weird one.
917?
No.
347? 646?
Yes. 347. 347-754. Punk. 347-754 Punk.
Isn't that great how I know all the area codes around here?
Well, you live there. I knew that you had to know where it is.
Okay, good.
How would you not know your phone number to dial? It's a drunk dial. What if you, Bobby Pickles, are out beating the what do you call it? You know, when you're beating the if you're a reporter, you're on the beat.
Beating the pavement?
Yeah, you're beating the pavement. You're on you're looking for a hot story.
Right. You're following leads.
I have no idea what I'm talking about. What else you got going on over there in your pocket, Bobby?
Anti-Flag has just announced their 10th full-length record, American Spring. It will be released on Spine Farm Records this spring. The band released its statement regarding the release. You know, I got to tell you, Bob, in news, you don't want to, like, go too much to the left, too much to the right, and the politics thing, but their politics is kind of right up my alley, man. But anyway, they say, there is no shortage of fodder for a new record of commentary on the social and political climate in 2015. Endless wars, the new Jim Crow and American injustice, corporatocracy, environmental coup d'etat, the surveillance state, loss, grief, and anxiety. We hope that these songs can grant us solace in a seemingly hopeless era. It has been frustrating to see much punk rock music, and music in general, quiet in the face of so many atrocities that are taking place around the world. This record is not quiet. If you're disillusioned with the status quo, these songs are for you. The American Spring is now. Anti-Flag last released a career-spanning compilation titled A Document of Dissident on July 22nd through Fat Records. Their latest full-length, The General Strike, came out in 2012 on Side 1 Dummy Records.
They were just here in town with Pennywise last week. I did not get a chance to go to the show, so I can't say I was one of those guys that was there, but I heard it was pretty kick-ass. So catch those guys while they're on tour still with Pennywise. Check the dates wherever you might check dates.
Yeah, man, Pennywise, they're coming here too. They're going to be at the Irving Plaza.
Nice, if you get a chance, dude. Have you ever seen Pennywise?
Oh, man, I've seen them so many times.
Yeah. Okay, all right, just checking. So what else? You had something lined up and you were going to play. You had some record you brought in here.
Wait, who, what? You're talking about the Barroom Heroes thing? Let me talk about that.
Yeah.
So there's a band up in Boston called Barroom Heroes, and they're a friend of the show. They're a couple of tykes, 15 and 16 years old, respectively, a couple of brothers. And these guys are really good, man. They got a lot going for them. Dropkick Murphys, they play with them all the time. They play with a lot of big-time punk bands.
All right, so they're how old? They're playing with Dropkick Murphys?
Yeah. They're 15, 16 years old.
Okay, so take me to school over here, Bobby. Tell me about this band. What are they about?
What are they about?
You pretty much said it, right? They're hanging out with the Dropkick Murphys. That's what they're about.
They're Irish because they're from Boston. So, I mean, that goes hand in hand because, like, honestly, 90% of the people up in Boston are Irish. And so they have that whole Irish thing going. The one brother plays the bagpipes. The other one plays guitar and sings, and they kind of do that, like, that whole Irish thing. It's awesome. But anyway, they got their name from the Dropkick Murphys song, Barroom Hero.
Oh, righteous.
And they're on a new record that's coming out, a new compilation record called Famous for Nothing. It's a tribute to the Dropkick Murphys, and they played that song where they got their name from, Barroom Hero.
I got it right here. Let's stick it on and see what it sounds like, man.
All right, man. Sounds good.
Sweet. Dying Scene Radio.
Face down in the gutter, won't admit defeat, though his clothes are soiled and black. He's a big strong man with a child's mind. Don't you take his booze away. A lot 4 years ago, the balls and bits of their utmost inmates.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Inciting crowds like swollen eyes, as many sheds no tears. Clouds white pink considered fit to the swerve at the daddy time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Singing for rings and me for the beat. Nothing but pride that kills them. Coilless no one thought so she would be dead before the daylight shines. With the thoughts and prayers of a million scum, I keep this fool from dying. Every scoff is a thousand bigger men.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fights and news got all the rules. Will someone please step in? Desire's fools got a great big out and keeps clawing back into the ring.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The Lord out of his way, old discord, as many once was king. Couldn't listen to her once, that's all she heard. To be dead before the daylight shines. Cause the thoughts and prayers of a million strong, I keep this fool from dying. Couldn't listen to her once, that's all she heard. To be dead before the daylight shines. Cause the thoughts and prayers of a million strong, I keep this fool from dying.
This one goes to all Boston punks and skins, what a rowdy bunch indeed. This next one goes to all friends and family, thanks for all support. This next one goes out to Ken Casey and the Dropkick Murphys, thanks for everything you've done. Last but not least, this one goes out to the Cloud of Fun, thanks for everything you've been doing over the years.
The boss, every scalp is a thousand bigger men.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fights and who's got all the bruises. Will someone please step in? Desire your school's got a great big guy to keep climbing back into the ring.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The Lord of took his way on this court. As many once was king. Couldn't listen to her one time. So she wrote to me dead before the daylight shines. Cause the thoughts and prayers of a million strong, I keep this fool from dying. Couldn't listen to her one time. So she murdered me dead before the daylight shines. Cause the thoughts and prayers of a million strong, I keep this fool from dying.
This is 737 and you're listening to Dying Scene Radio.
There's cobwebs in my coffee and the smoke sticks in my throat. There's rats all in the basement and there's gables for the ropes. There's smog and shields of silhouettes and bones ache for the ghosts. Oh, London, swing me nooses while the doctor's diagnosed. We're sharing dirty needles that we found down by the drain. But washed in with the sycophants and washed out by the rain. They share the sin that binds us from the cutthroat to the stain. Oh, London, swing me nooses while the priests all frame. So, tell me all your stories of your one last cigarette. Your boxes crawl to seas and these seas sell the rest. So tell me all your stories of your one last cigarette. We're jumping up our black lungs and our black ones pay the rent. Sang in solitude, street lights will conspire. Legs up a burning football with a dead radio wire. The morning sun was waking out by the rail choir. The London tracks ran up our arms into a bit of fire. Till the bits of poison apples set blaze inside a soul. The cyanide drowned out the well and cast into a hole. The bombs all fell in London, but the London streets are sold. Out to the highest bidder who then paid them all with gold. Tell me all your stories of your one last cigarette. Your boxes crawl to seas and the seas sell the rest. So tell me all your stories of your one last cigarette. We're chopping up our black lungs and our black lungs pay the rent. Yeah, our black lungs pay the rent. Yeah, our black lungs pay the rent. Yeah, our black lungs pay the rent. So tell me all your stories of your one last cigarette. And tell me all your stories of your one last cigarette. And tell me all your stories of your one last cigarette.
We're coughing off our black lungs and our black lungs by the red. So tell me all your stories in one last cigarette. Your bumps is cruel to see, turn me see yourself rest. So tell me all your stories in one last cigarette. We're coughing up our black lungs and our black lungs paint red. We're coughing up our black lungs and our black lungs paint red. We're coughing up our black lungs and our black lungs paint red. We're coughing up our black lungs and our black lungs paint red. Your fox is cruel to seize and they seize so rest.
And that there was some brand new, unreleased stuff from the UK-based band Old Coyote Club. You can check them out right there from DyingScene.com, but you can't even get the record yet. Because you know why? It ain't out. That track, City Foxes, right there, it'll be on the upcoming release. It's called The Serotonin Hustle. And they got a couple other tracks that you can secretly find if you just know where to look. DyingScene.com. Anyway, hope you enjoyed that track. We also hope that you've enjoyed this episode. Bobby, I really appreciated hanging out with you and kicking back and playing some punk rock with you tonight. And we got one more interview lined up, and this is one that you did with Nick Amin.
Yeah, so if you guys noticed, at the beginning of our Dying Scene radio show, we have a kick-ass theme song, I think. What do you think, Bob? Do you like the theme song?
Every time I sing it, I sing it in my head. And now that we've talked to Nick, I now know where his mind is at when he wrote this song, because those of you who listen to the song, and if you're prejudgmental and you listen to it and you want to just sit there and pick it apart because you're that kind of person, then listen to this interview that Bobby does at the very, very end of the show right now. And you'll understand, you know, how he came to writing that song. And you'll be like, oh, yeah, that's cool. It is absolutely kick-ass, man. Thanks, Nick Amin, for doing this. And we're actually going to close out the final couple songs. We're going to squeeze them in to this podcast. And this is all Nick Amin songs. Let's see, Just a Pit, Off the Grid, and Battle Scars.
That's
right.
Is
that actually a band that is involved that did this? Or does he just like sit in his basement at his mom's house and, you know, write songs all day? What is it, Bobby?
Well, you know, he's my age. I mean, he's in his mid-30s and he's married and he has two children. So he's not sitting in his mother's basement. But he might be sitting in his basement in his family's house concocting these songs. In fact, I know he does. You know, let me tell you, I've known Nick for 20 plus years. He was always the most talented musician I've ever known. I was always the worst musician. Out of my pack of friends, I was always the worst, and he was always the best. This guy never ceases to amaze me, and he does all the music himself. He'll do all the drums, the bass, the guitars, all the vocals, the backup vocals, everything. He just recently decided, I think like maybe last week, to write a punk rock album. And so he came up with all the names first. He asked me for names. I told him Floridiot. That has to be one of the names. And Freedom. F-R-E-E-D-U-M-B, though.
I want to add one to the mix. Diarrhea of a Mailman.
That is going to be a song, Bob.
Or the album title.
That might be the album title.
Make it so.
We're going to make it so, Bob. Now, listen, his name is just Nick Amin. You guys got to look for him. Look him up. It's A-M-E-E-N. Nick Amin. He's got one of those names, Bob, you just can't say the first name. You have to say his full name. You know what I'm saying? Do you have any friends like
Nick
that?
Yo, Nick Amin!
Do you have any friends like that? Just rolls off the tongue. Nick Amin.
Yeah. Bobby Pickles!
Let's play some Nick Amin. Let's play this interview. This interview, I feel like it's entertaining, man. Let me just preface first, though, that I am drinking in it. So, you know, I'm trying to be as professional as I can here, but we were throwing a couple back in the backyard of a party. We had the fire going. A little pit down in Florida in our hometown.
Word up. Hey, thanks everybody for listening. Make sure you tune in next week and every Friday right here on DyingScene.com, as well as all of our affiliate stations. So please listen, tell your friends. I'm Bob Noxious here in Florida.
And I'm Bobby Pickles up here in Connecticut.
And this is Dying Scene Radio. Thanks for listening. Episode 1 is in the can.
What are you looking at, Clitty? Do you want me to put one in for you? No. Clitty, can I have a beer, please? Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
But no, Clint, can you specifically give me a beer, please?
Don't we both need a new one?
You'll take a bottle specifically because you asked for not a bottle earlier. You said, I can only drink out of the cans. And I asked you why. There was not a specific answer, so you will get a bottle now.
So I'm talking with my buddy Nick Amin in St. Petersburg, Florida.
and this is the place of our birth, and talking about Dying Seed Radio. He is the creator of the Dying Seed Radio theme song. Known Nick for 20+ years.
20 years?
Went to high school together. Nice. Went to high school together, right?
That's right. St. Pete Catholic.
St. Pete Catholic.
Although I'm not a Catholic.
I am a Catholic. We were in a punk band when we were kids.
Domestic Dispute.
Domestic Dispute. And you kicked me out of the band.
You kicked
me out of the band because I sucked worse than everybody else in the band.
That's not factual. I did not kick you out.
What do you mean?
You
yes, it does. It was factual. I played bass. And,
you played bass. You were replaced. I personally did not kick you out. Like I said the other day, I fought to keep you in, but I was outvoted, and you were replaced by none other than Josh Lukowski. Rest in peace.
Yes. I guess it's good that I got the bottle from Coletti.
That's right.
At least we can make the sound when we clean.
For the record, Josh Lukowski was like too talented for his own good.
He was a master genius at music, and he died, unfortunately, very premature, which is horrible. And
horrible.
Whatever. Your firstborn son has what name?
Joshua.
All right, my
first kid is going to be a boy, and his name's going to be Josh, and that's what happened.
Now let's talk about you, Nick, because you are the like fucking mastermind at, ever since I've known you, you've always been the best musician I've ever known.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that, Bobby.
But you know it.
No, dude.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm not nearly as good as
look
I should
me right
be.
Now. You know it.
I'm not as good
and
as
I know you know it, and you know I know you know it.
But you know what?
What?
I should be better.
You know, this
that's
is
my New Year's resolution is to practice every day and get better. Practice every
day. I can't
day
talk about your day job, but what I can say is that you are the best jingle writer I've ever seen in my entire life.
Well, thank
now
you
listen,
very much.
Now, listen, now, everybody should know, if they need a jingle, who are they going to talk to? Nick Amin. Do you understand? Nick Amin. He is the best jingle writer. He did our song for Dying Seed Radio. He's awesome. He's the best, okay? Just wanted to let you guys know that, all right? And so you contact me, Bobby Pickles, and I'll take care of that. I'll get you guys in touch, all right? Anyway.
Absolutely.
So, what I would like to do is, can we talk about how you came up with the song?
Well, first, let me just say, like, when you first contacted me and said, Nick, I need a jingle for this new podcast I'm doing for Dying Seed Radio.
Right.
I said, all right, let me think about it. Let me sleep on it and see what kind of concept I can come up with. I checked out the website and I realized, like, well, it's not just punk. It's not just ska. It's like thrash, you know, hardcore too. It's like kind of just everything that fucking rocks. I'm thinking about it. I was like, well,
listen, no, punk rock does incorporate those three different genres. Well, they're not genres. They all fall under the same umbrella genre.
Yeah.
You have hardcore, ska, and then the traditional, I would say, like, 90s punk rock that we grew up on, right?
Yeah,
you know?
For sure.
And you know, NOFX, Bad Religion,
Pennywise,
Screeching Weasel, Face to Face, right?
I mean, yeah, all that.
The list goes on
Misfits.
And on. Those are the ones that our generation of punk rock.
Of course,
everybody has their own. Right now, they like emo or whatever. And hey, I guess you guys, that's fine. You like emo.
That's one letter away from Elmo, and I don't know. I'm not really tickled by it.
Hey, listen, whatever. To each his own. We'll play that stuff too because that falls in the umbrella as well. That might not be my school, but that is how we came up. Well, you came up with this brilliant theme song for the new Dying Seed Radio podcast.
Well, the concept was I wanted there to be. I want it to like be like it's constantly evolving. You know, it starts off as one thing and then it goes in another thing and then into another thing and then it kind of bookends with the thrash. So you start out with this thrash that's reminiscent of Anthrax, which I grew up on, and then it rolls into kind of like a Boston's Rancid, NOFX kind of deal.
Can you show me, please?
Let me see this. Yeah.
Get your acoustic right here and show me a breakdown of when you're saying this.
All right, so it starts like Dying Seed Radio. So right there you've gone from like kind of an Anthrax intro to an Op Ivy transition into a Rancid a la NOFX ska beat going Dying Seed Radio, and then right into some 90s punk NOFX. which there's a guitar solo going over that.
Is that Dying?
That's like right from Dying Degree. But
Dying Degree, right?
I threw my own guitar solo over it because I wanted there to be a guitar solo to break up the different lyrics in the song, which really the only lyrics there are is the name of the
podcast.
You
get a suit.
No. I changed the tempo.
Dying Scene Radio. Dying Scene Radio.
Dying Scene Radio.
Now tell me about that part right there, though. That's
those are natural harmonics, and it's something I've incorporated into my own playing style a lot. It comes in, you know, like Machine Head does it a lot. Megadeth did it back in the 80s. It's just something I'm into, you know. It offers a contrast between the power
now
chords.
Nick, you know what, can we play a punk song that you did?
Okay.
Talked about NoFX's Fat Mike, and he's on Fat Records, right, Bob?
He is Fat Records.
He is Fat Records. I'm an idiot. Okay, good. Well, anyway, in more Fat Records news, Strung Out has officially announced the release date of their highly anticipated new album, Transmission Alpha Delta. Looks like you'll be able to get your grubby little hands on it March 24th.